Hello, I'm Wally Harding, and it's my privilege to bring you this month's edition of Presenter's Choice. I'm going to be playing a few tracks from different parts of the world, and the first few tracks are taken from an album we picked up when we were in Gambia. It's traditional African music, mainly using percussion instruments, but all the instruments are made from items that the good folks out there have around them. They don't buy in ready-made instruments like we tend to in the West here. I'll talk more about each track as we go on, but in the meantime, we'll start with this particular one. Thank you. Lovely. And unfortunately, I'm not going to insult the people by trying to pronounce the titles of the tracks because I haven't got a cat in hell's chance. And the other thing is, of course, with the lyrics of such tracks, you don't know, unless you speak the language, of course, exactly what they're singing about. It could be anything at all, I suppose. But nevertheless, you know, I tend to sort of just listen to the overall sound of what they are producing, the rhythm, and some of them very complicated too. You'll have a bass rhythm, you know, a basic rhythm, and then someone will start filling in with rather extravagant rhythms in between the basic rhythm, and it's really quite nice. We actually heard most of this music being performed live on the beach, and it was as good there as it was studio recorded, so that we were quite pleased about. Here's the second track.
Yeah.
there they were, gone. Now, in the villages, it is quite a privileged position to be one of the drummers. And even within a group of musicians, they have a hierarchy. And, you know, you have to practice long and hard in order to even be accepted. Once you are, then you command quite a lot of respect as a musician in that particular village. The next couple of tracks are a little bit, well, one of them is certainly different, but they're certainly shorter. The tracks I've just played were kind of about 6 minutes long, something like that. And that's how they are. They just go on and on and on, but they love their music. And it's almost as if they just don't want to stop playing. So let's hear the next track. And I'm not sure if this is the one that's definitely different. I'll know as soon as I hear it. No, this is more kind of traditional, using drums and other instruments. Almost sounds like they're just kind of having a jam session, doesn't it? Warming up. And then all of a sudden, they'll get their act together. There we go. Marvellous. I mean, listening to that through headphones, They start off with, as I say, a basic rhythm, and then they all go off at tangents as individual musicians. The only thing that seemed to stay constant throughout that particular track was the metallic cymbal type instrument, you know, ta-ting, 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 that. And then you hear the bass drum player, for want of a better description, he goes off on his own rhythm, and then the person playing the higher tone drums really went to town, and so did the chap playing what I would kind of loosely call bongos. He went off as well, and then at the end of the track they all come back together and finish it, and it's just really, really good. All these different rhythms within a single rhythm, it's fantastic, and it's all done as a one-off. The next track introduces a few different instruments, and here we've got instruments made out of things like bamboo and shells and things like that. But this is completely a different sound. Thank you. There you go. And that was a mixture of things like hollow bamboo and items on strings, for want of a better description, that they shake. And they have a shell filled with beans, which makes a, you know, like a shaker. And they have hollow shells, which they tap on like drums. But anyway, I apologise for the quality of that CD, but I was quite amazed to actually find a CD in Gambia. I know that they don't have access to all the fancy latest gizmos that we have. And this was some good many years ago that I went out there. They were very proud of what they were able to do, though, and the equipment they had. But they certainly enjoyed their music. I'm going to say farewell to Africa now, and I'm going to come back west and north a bit, we're going to visit Greece. The traditional kind of sound you would hear in Greece. We heard a lot of that from bouzoukis and things like that. I'm going to play one more track because this half hour's whizzed by quite quickly, but I want to play something a bit English traditional, and this is called Jolly Coppersmith, and it's played on, well, a more mechanical instrument. Thank you. I'm afraid that's all I have time for. This half hour, as I say, has really whizzed by. Hope you've enjoyed my little selection of oddball music. And I'll do this again for you sometime with something different again. In the meantime, bye for now.